Wait a minute.
Hear this.
Birdie num num.
Hello.
Birdie num num.
Check two. What's up, ladies and gents, and welcome back to another episode of the Birdie Num Num Podcast. Sanjay Manigtala here, having a good week. I really hope you all are having a wonderful week. Hope things are doing well wherever in the world you are as we get used to this quarantine life and only go outside for essentials life. And speaking of essentials, this week, because I hope, as you all may hope, that life will eventually get back to normal. I wanted to talk to you about something that a lot of people have been messaging me about, especially after the MBA podcast, which if you haven't heard it, should you get an MBA, is now the most listened to podcast in the history of the Birdie Num Num podcast. So thank you, folks, Spotify, Savan, iTunes, Stitcher, whichever, Google Podcast. I appreciate you. Another question that came in as a result of that from many people, multiple people, and I have been posting it slowly on my Instagram when people send me questions about that stuff is, should I go get my master's in, you know, I don't know in India what it's called, MTech or, I mean, whatever it is, but master's in engineering. Long story short, after I finish college, should I go join the ranks of Infosys, Wipro, Accenture, Microsoft, or any other job or company and start making the moolah? Or should I get the master's degree? And for many, should I take a loan of 5, 10, 20 lakhs and get a master's degree at USC in California or at some random college in New York or, I mean, not even New York City, like upstate New York or Texas or whatever? So I think it's a great question. And I think, you know, there was a lot of news recently also, I think last year, about sting operations at US universities where they're pretending to give student visas to a bunch of kids, especially from India, with the hopes that, yeah, you know, you'll come to America and we'll find you a job and sponsorship and predatory, basically, hopes and dreams. And then these kids are out 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 lakhs, you know. The point of what I just said was there are schools where a master's degree is completely useless and don't fall for those traps. And there are schools and times and places where a master's degree is very important. So on that note, should you, as a young guy or girl or whatever, or whoever, should you basically not take a master's degree? And should you go start working, or should you start working and postpone the degree? And it's so interesting with education because a lot of times we think, oh my goodness, I got into this program, and colleges are in a business to make money, and they will make you feel the concepts of scarcity and FOMO and social proof that all of your other friends are only the best and brightest from India have been selected to come to Texas Tech or Texas State University or California State University, Fullerton, which is right down the street where I am right now, and you've been selected, and don't let this opportunity pass you by. Send us your 2 lakh deposit today and enroll and then buy that flight ticket and come out here. And look, okay, I did not get a master's degree. As I mentioned in the other podcast, I got an MBA degree. Sorry, I did not get an MBA degree. What am I saying? I got an MBA degree online. No, I was enrolled in an MBA program. And then basically I dropped out to come to India. And I still to this day am glad I saved that 90,000 US dollars, one crore Indian rupees, whatever it is. But if you have an MBA degree and it works for you, great, man. There's no sure shot. Nobody's life is made by an MBA degree or a master's degree. It can only help you, you know, eventually. And I keep saying this over and over again, where right now in the world with Udemy, with Coursera, with Google and everything, there's so many things. If you have the determination and the desire to learn, you will freaking fly. And here's what's funny. Here's why a lot of people make a lot of money after getting a master's degree or an MBA degree, because they know they got to pay off that degree. So they're like motivated after going in debt for $100,000 that, okay, crap, I need to get my ass in line and start working hard at Microsoft or wherever, right? So for a lot of you young people, I think it's a slightly more practical question, okay? And here's what I've been answering a lot of people. Like, if you listen to this podcast and your communication skills, I'm assuming if you can understand me and the way I speak, and, you know, a lot of people think my accent is fake, and that's fine. You know, I know there's a bit of a weirdness of like, wannabe, poser. Like, I was born here. It's what I sound like. I lived in India, kind of got a little Indian after 5, 6 years, but now I'm back in America to reset. But no, I mean, my accent is normal. But if you can understand me, and even understand me if you hear this podcast on like 1.5 speed, then chances are you're going to do just fine in a global software career. And what I mean by that is you are going to be in India or wherever, and you're going to be talking to clients who sound like me or in the UK, and they're going to communicate with you, and you're going to understand what they want and what they don't want, and you're going to have a good rapport, and you're going to get good opportunities as a result of good communication skills. Because in IT, although languages like Java and C++ are very important, communication is not just technical skills, okay? Communication is, are you making the person's job in the US or the UK or Canada or Australia easier? Are you adding value? And one of the best ways to do that is in understanding them and knowing what they want and what they don't want and moving on from there. And so that's why you'll see a lot of frustrated IT techie people who, don't have, like, they're so good at all the certifications and they're like geniuses on database development or web development, and they're just so technically sound. But the clients are just so frustrated in communicating with them. And then they get angry because their boss, who is like a hotshot or this like pretty girl, and she's talking to them or he's talking to the clients, then their boss gets to go overseas, or the other team member gets to go overseas. And then they say IT politics and politics in the industry. So what I'm trying to tell you is, if you're one of the more techie savvy people and your communication skills may not be up to the mark objectively, then if you jump right into just getting more degrees, more certifications, you may not find that that's giving you what you want. Yes, it'll help you, get more noticed on some resume, or it'll help you, have the right qualification to get through some job application system or filters or criteria. But like, in any industry, eventually you're going to have to get into sales and marketing and move up. You know, like, the, you know who makes the most money in the IT companies of your Accentures and Wipros? It's those freaking golf course white dudes or Asian guys or senior leadership Indian dudes who are like making the deals. They're not the ones who are sitting there scratching their head over freaking this error code or trying to make sure the system is up all the time. It damn well better be. But they're the ones who are saying, we can help you with application support development for the next 5 years for $45 million. And if Infosys is quoting you $35 million, we'll do it for $40, but we have higher quality and it's not your money anyways. And come on, Jeff, just do it. Like, that's how the world moves around today. Okay, so where I was bringing this back to my podcast is, if you can like, okay, if your communication skills, your English skills are pretty good, if you think you're good enough at stuff like Java and WordPress and SQL and learning a tool like, you know, Business Objects or MicroStrategy or ETL tools or whatever it is in your industry or your specific area that you like to do, then I don't think you need a master's degree currently, okay? I think if you... And don't get me wrong, if you are made out of money, if your parents are loaded and you just want to get the master's degree to get it out of the way, because also you don't know what you want to do yet and you have too many options and you know a master's degree is not going to hurt, go ahead, all right? But if you're from a lower middle class or middle class family and you're kind of struggling on, you know, you have this, you applied for this master's program because the application didn't cost much money, because they hooked you. That's how they show intent by the application. You've showed intent as a buyer, something you learn in the MBA classes. You're a warm lead, a hot lead, as they say. You're probably a hot lead when you finish the application, right? So, and you're probably like super hot when they give you an acceptance letter. So if you're like from a more humble background, and if you were like me, where we grew up, I'm in my brother's office right now. He's built a DJ company from scratch, where literally my brother started as a busboy at an Indian restaurant right down the road, making $3 an hour. We grew up in a 1 BHK apartment, and he was like 14 illegally working at this Indian restaurant, Chennai Cuisine of India. And met a DJ who was playing there who was like 24. He was 14, started carrying around his bags and speakers for him when he wasn't working at the restaurant, and then got into DJing. And now he's built this into like a $1 million sound and lighting company. There's like 7 trucks behind me and all that stuff, right? So point is, if you're from like humble back, before I go off on an emotional tangent, oh my goodness. If you're from a more humble background and you need to start working, For sure, dude. If you barely made it into college or you got financial aid and, you know, Uncle Sam helped put you through and you paid your college loans off after 5 years, start working, dude. Because like we as Indians, we get so caught up on a piece of paper, just like we get so caught up on the concept of marriage before a certain age or in general. Like Indian families sometimes, not all the time, would rather have you be in a crappy, horrible marriage with a psycho or with somebody you don't want to be in a marriage with, or just if you know it's wrong, because they care about people knowing that you're married. And we all know people like this who are married to, like, you know, 40, 50 year old babies, or like just have no reason that they're all married. Like Indian society wants you to be married just because it's the right thing to do, even if you should not be married, or you should not be responsible for children, or you should not be responsible for somebody else. So, I went off on a crazy tangent. Sorry, guys. But if you're just doing the master's degree just to do it, then please know, because you will make a lot of money if you start working at Infosys or Microsoft or Google. And if you speak well, or you think you can get better at speaking well, and you're not, dude, like people who message me or people who are not scared to like talk up in a company meeting. And here's a good test for you, okay? Let's say you're a fresher at an Infosys or a Wipro, and there's a town hall meeting in front of 200 people. And, you know, the CEO or the vice president is giving one of those fluffy talks of, yeah, we are doing great in the market, and the headwind forces after coronavirus would prove strong, and using that usual shit. But, you know, afterward, he's like, any questions? And he's going to take time to answer 5 or 10 questions from you before going back to his phone and just being bored, right? If you're not shy to like raise your hand and ask a question out of like, and not worried about judgment or your voice cracking or anything, I think you're going to be just fine. And I don't mean one of those like butt kissing ones who are like, sir, can you tell us what is coming in the next? Like, don't be one of those ass kissers. But if you just have good communication and you consider yourself somebody who's fairly confident, fairly a go-getter, fairly independent, sure, I don't think you need the degree. I think you will do just fine in your career. And I think you have so many resources at your disposal. Now, if you're somebody, again, who needs to be spoon-fed, and I'm not saying this is a sign of intelligence or this is not a sign of intelligence. There's plenty of super smart people who are just scared to speak up. And this is the thing that I said on my Instagram, where, dude, if you're like, most of the people who are unhappy in these professions are people who do not speak up. So if you don't speak up, then here's what a lot of people do. They get so smart at everything, and then they still feel slighted. And here's why that's extra depressing sometimes, because those people stay late in the office. They come in early. They're glued to their screen like every freaking day. They start to develop back problems. They like don't know if they're coming or going because all they're looking at is lines of code or Googling problems. And they don't interact with a lot of people. And 3, 4, 5 years go by and they just hate the quality of life, because it's like, imagine being in a spreadsheet for 9 hours a day. You're not smiling or having a good time. You're watching your peers who seem to be progressing better than you and seem to be more excited with the opportunities that they get. And you're just like in a shit show. And then you double down on that by getting a master's degree. So like, I don't know, dude, I don't think that it's as important. I would love to hear your suggestions. And the reason I don't think it's as important now is because, just like in Hollywood and in Bollywood, and I think there was a singer, Billie Eilish, dude, who, like, I know her parents are like in the industry, but she got famous on YouTube, whether or not it was manufactured or it was designed, you know, Paris Hilton style, or whatever, Kim Kardashian style, with like, you know, science and marketing science behind it. Like, you are your own gatekeeper. So earlier you would need the degrees. And again, like I say in the MBA program, dude, if you got into a master's program in, you know, data science or informatics or some really cool technical, big data, whatever technical field at Stanford or Harvard, just go for it. I mean, I think the contacts you make there, hell, I'd say top 50 schools, UCLA, UC Irvine, where I went, if you got into a program where it's really competitive and you know people who didn't get in, then you know they're just not after your money, and you know there's probably some value and prestige, of course, behind it. But for most of you, if you've already got into a decent company with a decent profession, and please let me know if I'm just way off here, but I have a hunch I'm not, but you know, you can always get a master's degree later, get one at 30 even if you want, but make sure you understand the game, because what I would hate for you to do is get a master's degree finally at 24 or 25, you get into this Infosys or Wipro or Microsoft or Deloitte or Ernst & Young or whatever, and you're miserable because now not only are you doing the same work you were going to do anyways, you're 2-3 years behind and you're also 5-10 lakhs, $20,000, $50,000 in debt. And that's what I don't want for many of you. I urge you, take the time. Information is free. You know, listen to me, as I always say, at the gym, on your driving, or whatever you're doing these corona days. But so many of you asked me, so I wanted to take time to kind of discuss this specifically. I think a master's degree is still valuable to some extent, but I don't think it's to the extent of, you know, what we grew up thinking it was. And that's fine. I'm not saying don't study. I'm not saying don't work hard. I'm just saying there's so many better ways and easier ways to use your brain and to be creative, dude, about your career, man. I was talking to my buddy Shri earlier, and I was like, I feel like I know so many things right now, stand-up comedy, podcasting, data science, databases, Cognos, business objects, ETL, Informatica, freaking marketing, digital marketing, blogging, podcasting, right? I emailed the manufacturer of this podcast, because a lot of people ask me questions about the mic that I use, the manufacturer of this device. I was like, yo, send me a free one. Like, I'm just like trying random stuff every day. And a lot of this stuff is working. And I was like, man, I know so many things. I feel like I'm learning so much every day, especially this year of not drinking, which I recommend for anybody. But so it's kind of like I have all these ingredients, yet I'm just not sure what recipe I'm trying to make. You know what I mean? So if you're kind of there too, where you know you're smart, you know you're kicking ass, you know you're so good at so many things and you can pick up so many things, but you just don't know how to like piece it all together, I'm with you. But I don't think a master's degree is going to completely solve that for you. A master's degree is just doubling down, ideally, on a chosen profession. And I'm not saying it wouldn't help. I'm not saying you wouldn't meet your girlfriend or your wife or your future CEO business partner or get a great job because you went there or discover that you have a passion for neural networks or AI. I don't know. I mean, could be. But what else would you do with that $20,000? You know, like what else would you do with that time and opportunity cost? Because in the age of freaking, ooh, I'm getting close to this. I'm saying something profound here. Like in the age of, you know, time is the only thing that, you know, you can't buy more of. And, you know, I feel like the opportunity cost is something that's going to have the most value, you know, going forward with distractions and not knowing what to do every day. So, by the way, I love hiding my phone in a different room right now. Anybody, please try that. It's just so awesome. Whether you're doing a podcast, reading a book, you won't even notice that you've not checked it for an hour and it's kick ass. So, that's it for this week, folks. I know I kind of rambled. Ooh, 18 and a half minutes. Okay. But let me know what you guys think. Master's degree, yes or no? Drop them in the comments and I'll see you next week. Birdie num num. Birdie num num. A birdie num num. That's right.